Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Glory Room. I'm Prophetess Lou. Hope you all are having a blessed day. Before we get started, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for waking us up this morning, letting us see another day. Father God, forgive us of any sins we've done, knowing and unknowingly. Father God, help us to open up and accept your word. Help us to change, Father God. Help us to be hearers and doers of your word. Father God, we ask you to give us strength through our day, Father God. Help us to understand where we went wrong or what's something we need to work on, Father God. Father God, we ask you to bless the ones that are hearing it and bless the ones that are reading it in Jesus' name. Amen. So our verse today is 2 Thessalonians 3 and 2. In that we may be delivered and wicked and evil men, for not all have faith. Subject, believing and relying on God. Christian truths, I'm going to say it and pause behind each one to give you opportunity to say it if you like. I'm relying on God. I'm believing on God. I'm mighty through God. I'm filled with peace. It's hard for people to believe in anything, especially the word of God. People will believe in the meteorologist, a book, biographies, documentaries, old wise tales, folklore tales, campfire tales, or things they see on Instagram and TikTok. Still, when they read a word of God, they come to a complete stop. They won't even try to open their heart to believe, and that's when they lose faith. It's easy for us as believers to say, I believe everything in the Bible, and this is what I stand on. Even some believers don't believe everything in the Bible. The world has come to a place where everyone says they are a Christian. Still, some are just wearing the titles, and others, well, they trust in Christ, and they fully, hardly believe in him. But some say, he didn't heal me when I wanted him to. He didn't save me when I wanted him to. Why didn't he stop the situation when I asked him to? This is the thing. Most of the time, some of us put ourselves in these predicaments. Still, the first person we want to blame is God. And he could change any situation. But in some situations, he won't, because he's trying to show us where we went wrong, if we did wrong. And sometimes he's trying to draw us closer to him. Verse 3, but the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. God is faithful, even if we don't believe in him or doubt him. He still is faithful. He will guard us against the evil one when we do what we should. And we aren't playing into the enemy's traps or hands. He will keep the enemy on a short leash or a long leash. But when we start to dabble, or maybe it's our season, he will allow the evil one to do what he wants to a certain extent. Look at Job. Job was a wise, righteous, blameless man. And Satan went to God and said, hey, what about your servant Job? And God said, sure, go ahead. And God knew Job was going to be faithful. He knew that Job was going to have a hard time, but it made him better. God see what we're going through, but he knows what we are going through will make us better and stronger if we never go through anything, how our faith and trust in God will grow. It won't. The moment God gives us exactly what we want, some of us will go on about our day. But God wants people that are going to seriously stay and trust in him, regardless if he gave to them what they wanted. Even when it's confusing, can you do that? Can you believe in Jesus even when it's hard? Job 2 and 4, skin for skin, Satan replied. A man will give all he has for his own life. But now stretch out your hand and strike his flesh and bones, and he will surely curse you to your face. Verse 5, may the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ. We all need the Lord to direct us, even as Christians or believers. When we read the word of God, we need him to direct our path. A lot of times our path isn't directed because we won't yield to the Holy Spirit. And we talked about this yesterday. We talked about how we must yield to the Holy Spirit. Psalms 119 and 30, I have chosen the way of faithfulness. I have set my heart on your laws. We will never change. And our faith will never go until we let go and allow the Holy Spirit to dwell on us in the inside, guiding us and showing us the way. We must be shown the way, because as long as we're doing it, we are led by the flesh and not the Holy Spirit. After all, before any of us gave our lives to Christ, our selfish fleshly desires were leading us all. Still, now that we have Christ, we have faith and believe and be direct and allow him to show us a better way. Just because we are older and just because we have a title doesn't make us wiser. We are only wise when we let go and allow the Holy Spirit to build us up in the faith. Today, we talked about believing in God and truly allowing the Holy Spirit to order our steps. All the time, we must trust in the process and believe that whatever is happening, whatever is in God's word, will stand. God's word doesn't need anyone. It stands alone. We must understand the season we are in is to help us grow. We must trust and believe that what's happening now is temporary. It doesn't last forever. The word says that too. It might hurt now. It might seem like every time you look, something's happening. And why should you trust God? Believe that just like Daniel, Peter, David, and Paul trusted, we should do the same. He's the same God today and forever. He doesn't change. We do. Let's not change. Let's believe. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for life, health, and strength. Lord, we love you so much. Please help us to believe in your word honestly and believe in you. Lord, sometimes life sends us in a different direction. And instead of going in your way, we will keep going. Father, forgive us if we have wandered off the path, if we don't do anything, if we've done anything wrong, forgive us. Help us to stick with you. Help us to seek you. Stay faithful. We thank you for being dependable, unchanging, loving, and kind. Please help us be those things in our relationship with you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So our reference today is 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. James 2:26, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. James 2:26. Mark 11:24, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Mark 11:24. Further reading, Proverbs 26, Acts 23, Zechariah 5, Exodus 12. This ends believing and relying on God. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any major platforms. We're on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, Amazon Music, Pandora, and Google Music, and YouTube. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember to send to a family member or friend. And if you could, share on your social media. Thank you. Be blessed.